Please listen to Invité de Clark, a new program here at Radio Harmony, where we interview interesting people. Take some time to listen to Invité de Clark. Say Radio Harmony 88.8 on your dial with interesting interviews with interesting people. Join me on L'Invité de Clark for part two of my interview with one of the great magicians and teachers of magic in the world today, Jeff McBride. I'm your host, Clark 80. Stay tuned as we continue our talk, recorded via Zoom from Jeff's home in Las Vegas.
Rejoignez votre hôte Clark Eddy aujourd'hui pour la suite de son entretien avec l'un des plus grands magiciens et professeurs de magie du monde, Jeff McBride. Restez à l'écoute de Radio Harmony alors que Clark et Jeff conversent depuis le domicile de Jeff à Las Vegas, aux États-Unis.
L'invité de Clark, with your host Clark Eddy. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.
Welcome back. I'm with Jeff McBride, one of the world's great magicians, and he's kindly consented to have another interview with us in his home in Las Vegas. We're actually communicating by Zoom, but working great. And, you know, one of the questions, Jeff, I had, I'm sure people do have, is we hear the term illusionist quite a bit, connected with what we call magic. Is there really any difference in how you portray yourself?
There are many different styles of magic, and people call themselves an illusionist because, of course, magic deals with optical principles. And there are other types of magic that deal with invisible principles like mentalism, where there's not really any props. You're just dealing with thoughts. So there are different types of sleight of hand workers, work with cards, work with their hands, small objects, mostly handheld objects. That would be a sleight of hand artist. Then there are people that, like Harry Houdini, started his career as a sleight of hand artist. He was known as the King of Cards. And then he realized that people were fascinated with his escapes. You know, Houdini's escapes were more than just sleight of hand tricks or illusions. Houdini's escapes were symbols of hope and freedom and a reminder that the human spirit cannot be chained. Now, Houdini was performing at a time where there was war and oppression in Europe. And he was, you know, doing these escapes that were symbolic of liberation, and people were fascinated with this. Here was one little man, an immigrant, a short little man, and nothing could hold him back. So magic deals with a lot of symbols as well. So you're talking about the different types of magicians. There are magicians that do big stage illusions. They make elephants and tigers disappear, like in Las Vegas. And those are called grand illusions. Those are big illusions. Of course, any even small piece of magic can be considered an illusion. But in the business, the big tricks are called grand illusions. Then there's
they wouldn't be offended to be called magicians, or is that a term?
No, not really. No, we're all magicians, and there's different types of magic.
Yeah. So I was reading David Copperfield, which is an interesting story too. Calls himself an illusionist, and I just thought that was an interesting portrayal.
Yes, well, he is known for creating some of the largest scale illusions in the world. Currently, he's working very diligently. I'm in contact with him every week. He's working on making the moon disappear. That's his current endeavor. Oh yes, he's got everybody.
That will end the argument of whether or not we landed on it or not. Just in there.
Magicians have been at the cutting edge of technology. You know, there's an old saying by, I think, Arthur C. Clarke, says any sufficiently advanced technology can pass as a display of magic. The technology, if you have the technology, you like even Robert Houdin. Let's go back to Robert Houdin, and he, like, you know, in the 1800s, late 1800s, allegedly he went to Algeria to quell an uprising of a tribe called the Marabou. Now, this is covered extensively in Jim Steinmeier's book, The Secret History of Magic. But there's this legendary story that may or may not be apocryphal, but it has endured the test of time, where Robert Houdin, the great French conjurer, was summoned to go to Algeria to show the French's that the French's technology and skills and magic was invincible. And he did a bullet catch to show that shot bullets, if they shot bullets at the French, they could catch them in their teeth. And he also performed a piece called The Light and Heavy Chest, where he had a chest, like a big trunk on the floor, and he had the biggest tribe member come up and try to pick the trunk up, could not, because he said he had taken all of his power. And then he had a little girl come and pick up the chest.
Oh, fantastic.
And the more that the big adults tried to pick up the chest, they couldn't. Now, not giving anything away in the form of technology or magic, but Robert Houdin was a scientist and a watchmaker, and he was using electromagnetism. He had an electromagnet in the floor and metal plate inside the trunk, and he could turn on and off the power. So he was using technology that was cutting edge that at that time passed as a display of magic. So yesterday's, you know, magic is the science of today.
It's true, though, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, I'm reminded of Mark Twain when he wrote the Connecticut Yankee and King Arthur's Court, who made the eclipse happen, you know, because he just happened to have an eclipse book at the time. So, he was a great magician. Sure. Mm-hmm. Now, I promised that we would talk a little bit more about your Guinness Book of Records that you have, the actual awards. And it's funny, I met Jeff years ago on a cruise ship, and he did a wonderful act on stage for the passengers involving throwing cards in this very peculiar manner that none of us could ever do. But it made me think, is that connected to the Guinness Book at all?
It is. I have a number of Guinness World Records in sleight of hand. And one of them that is the most talked about, which we'll talk about here, is the card throwing. I read about card throwing in some of my first magic books. And if people don't know what that is, it's to take a standard playing card, a real playing card, not a thick playing card, and to be able to propel it with your hand like a pitcher, you know, like a baseball pitcher, at with incredible speed and accuracy. And I was the one that set the Guinness World Record for speed with a deck of cards, the amount of cards I could do, you know, 200 cards in a minute, which is an incredible feat of skill. But I started by reading books on Howard Thurston, who performed in vaudeville. Howard Thurston performed in vaudeville here in the United States. And even though he did grand illusions, big box tricks, saw the lady in half, making people float, putting people in a cabinet and making it disappear, you know, he would do all different types of big illusions. One of the things that he started with was sleight of hand with playing cards. And allegedly, in the books, it says that he could take a standard playing card and throw it to any position at the theater, into the balconies, you know, into the balconies that he would point and say. And I worked for 30 years on this until I could do it. I can throw a card exactly to any person in the audience, even into the balconies.
No, it's a terrific act. I mean, I think we're all agog at what you're able to do with that.
It's a useful skill if you're a card ninja and somebody attacks you on the street and all you have is a deck of cards.
You're like Odd Job in the James Bond.
Exactly. But he only has one hat. I have 52 chances.
Woo, yeah. Now, you see, in the world today, as we move on, what do you think the future of magic is? Do you think anything much will change? I mean, obviously the technology might change a little bit. Do you see any budding opportunities for the type of thing you like to do?
Well, interestingly enough, the pandemic was a magic boom, because all of a sudden everybody was at home. Everybody learned how to use Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody learned how to use Zoom. Everybody, kids, adults, everybody learned how to use Zoom. And that connected people in a way, and it connected people that were interested in magic with tutors, with people, with mentors. And where before the pandemic, most of my classes were in-person classes. And now I can do classes for the world. We hold our classes, you know, during the afternoon so people can, from France, you know, from all over Europe, can attend our classes in Las Vegas.
Why don't you tell us, Jeff, sorry to interrupt, but I want people to know kind of how to contact you and what that website might be, for example.
All you need to do is search for Jeff McBride Magic and Mystery School, and you'll find a website called magicalwisdom.com. And you can... We have some free classes and some free resources available if you're just interested in learning a little bit of what we are about. But we're a serious school of magic that teaches all different sorts of magic. We have programs for all different levels of interest, whether you're a beginner or even a professional magician. We have a lot of professional magicians that come to our school to learn as well and to get re-inspired and learn new techniques. But go to magicalwisdom.com.
Okay. Make a note of that, everybody. Yeah, that's definitely, I've been to the site. It's very interesting. I'm interviewing Jeff McBride today from his home in Las Vegas, one of the world's great magicians. And we're talking a little bit about his school, which to me sounds fascinating. If you have any interest in magic, it's an easy thing to get online and you can take personal lessons, Jeff. You can take other sort of group things or just you mentioned certain times where you have broadcasts, I suppose.
Every Monday night, we have it's called Mystery School Monday, where we get together with our members from around the world, and they drop in from all over the world. And we have an hour program devoted to a different subject or a different personality in magic and have different training. The first Monday of the month is free. You can come to that. But the other ones are our members only, because we have some secret information that we're sharing.
Whispering.
Magicians, yes, in whispers. And all of our episodes are recorded. We have over 650 different hour-long episodes on every topic in magic. So no matter what your interest, you can find it and review it. And we have lots of tutorials and other ways for people to learn and research and to enjoy magic. And just to watch really good magic as well. And to meet the personalities behind the magic, the people that are the creators, the people that are the innovators, the people that are out there, you know, on the cutting edge of magic. We interview these people all the time.
Well, I enjoy reading your Muse letter. This comes frequently. And both you and your wife, Abby, contribute to it. And it's very interesting. I mean, there's a lot of different offshoots to some of the things that you do. And some of the tributes that you make are interesting, too. You talked earlier about your experiences in France, and I think our listeners would be very interested to know what you've done in France.
Well, yeah, especially, you know, when I was beginning of my career, I did a lot of television in France. I used to work with Michel Drucker on the television show Champs-Élysées. And then Patrick Sébastien saw me, I guess, on that show and had me on a show called Sébastien Seyfou. And when Patrick Sébastien started the series Le Plus Grand Cabaret du Monde, it was the original first episode was filmed at the Moulin Rouge. And I was the first act on the first show. Wow. And you can go online and see, it's Jeff McBride, and they call it Les Masques. Masques, yeah. En français, Les Masques. And that's on Le Plus Grand Cabaret du Monde. And I've done the show many, many times, but you know, it's like I perform in Nice at the casino down there. Mm-hmm. I've performed at many different theaters and conventions, television shows. And I love going to Paris, of course, and seeing the different magic shows. And I have many friends that are in the review shows there at the Lido or at the Crazy Horse, is famous for having magicians there. It's a very magical town. And there's a wonderful, wonderful magic nightclub in Paris called Double Fond, the trap door, the double, you know, double door. Double Fond is run by a master magician, Dominique de Vivier, and his charming daughter, Alexandra de Vivier, who is a magician who was just performing in Chicago at the Rhapsody Theater. She has her own show that tours internationally. I was just talking with her today online. She's one of the top magicians in France, and her father opened up the world's first fully accredited magic school, like a magic university. Yes, there was a real breakthrough. And France is really progressive when it comes to magic and magic education and innovating magic. There's another movement in France called Magie Nouvelle, which is like a new style of bringing magic into theater. So France has always been on the cutting edge of magic and illusion and magical education. And Dominique de Vivier and Alexandre de Vivier and their family and their crew are really the pioneers right now of what's happening in French magic. And there's just great creators. There's a creator in Paris named Gaëtan Bloom, who is like a master magician and is one of the top creators who inspires magicians. So I have a lot of friends there. I've been going to France since the early 80s and making my shows in, of course, Monte Carlo, you know, at the sporting club and at the casino and down to Nice at the casinos there. So there's a lot of work for magicians in France.
Are you still doing the cruise ships?
Not so much after the pandemic. I do, you know, once in a while. Yeah. I'm so engaged here in Las Vegas that, you know, I'll go on a cruise occasionally for fun, relaxation, but it's not my full-time business right now.
You're a
busy guy. I know that. I wonder if maybe some of those cruise ships would do a Mediterranean cruise and stop in Nice and they all rush down and see you. That's what we want.
That would be nice. That would be great. But we can always imagine that.
I'll tell you what, I've enjoyed our conversation quite a bit, and I'm happy to see you again
and see him on Zoom. So this is a fun time for me too. Listen, thanks so much for taking some time with us today.
Oh, it's wonderful. And I have to disappear, but you can always have me reappear just by searching Jeff McBride Magic on YouTube.
That's a good idea. And he's not
kidding, folks. Be sure and do it. Thanks again, Jeff. We'll see you soon, I hope.
Bye-bye.
I hope you enjoyed our concluding episode with Jeff McBride. Remember to listen to L'Invité de Clark every Wednesday at 10:15 a.m. and every Saturday at 18:15 here on Radio Harmony Direct or on the Radio Harmony website. I want to add one more thing today to our broadcast. Radio Harmony is a private radio station responsible for finding funding for its excellent selection of shows, commentary, podcasts, and music. Please consider going to the Radio Harmony website at www.radio-harmony.com to consider giving a tax-deductible contribution to help the station continue its growth and its outreach. Simply click on the word Contribute to start the secure donation process. No gift is too small. From our team here, I thank you for your generosity in advance.
On espère que vous avez apprécié ce dernier épisode avec Jeff McBride. Pensez à écouter L'Invité de Clark tous les mercredis à 10h15 et chaque samedi à 18h15 sur Radio Harmonie 88.8 ou sur le site www.radio-harmonie.com. Clark veut ajouter encore une chose aujourd'hui. Radio Harmonie est une station de radio privée. Grâce à vos dons, nous proposons une excellente sélection d'émissions, de podcasts et de musique. Si vous envisagez une contribution déductible des impôts, allez sur www.radio-harmonie.com et cliquez sur « Contribuer » pour lancer le processus de don sécurisé. Ainsi, la station peut poursuivre sa croissance et son rayonnement. Aucun cadeau n'est trop petit. De la part de notre équipe ici présente, Radio Harmonie vous remercie par avance pour votre générosité.
L'invité de Clark, with your host Clark Ady. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.